What was it George Washington supposedly cut down with his axe?
He cut down a cherry tree.
Okay, this is a plant that will irritate your skin and make you itch. And it's not poison ivy or poison oak. It's another one.
Poison shimay?
Yeah, okay. And then the other two are called what?
Poison oak and poison ivy.
Okay. And these little things that grow close to the ground, they're red and you eat them in ice cream or...
Oh, you're thinking about dewberries?
No, these are cultivated and they're...
Oh, strawberries?
Yeah. Okay, and another kind of berry, I don't think it grows around here. Let's see. That kind.
Oh, that's raspberry.
Do they grow in this area?
Yes, they'll grow all right, but very people try to grow them.
Now, if you shouldn't eat something because it will harm you, it might even make you die, you say, oh, don't eat that, that's...
poisonous.
Okay. And up in the mountains, a bush that has clusters of beautiful pink and white flowers might be called a...
poisonous.
Well, it's not. It might be poisonous. I don't know. It's the name of a plant.
Mountain laurel. That is poisonous.
It is? Okay. All right. Now, higher up in the mountains, a plant that has pretty shiny leaves and also blooms.
You talking about ginseng? Or
no, it's...
What is it?
Rhododendron. Yeah. Now, those are poisonous, too, I know. All right, now these trees people always associate with southern plantations. They're great big tall trees, and they have shiny...
pecans.
So these have large shiny leaves and big white flowers.
Oh, that's my goat magnolia tree.
Yeah, okay. Okay, If a married woman doesn't want to make up her own mind, she might use put the blame on her husband and say, oh, I have to...
ask my husband.
Okay. Now, if a man doesn't want to make up his own mind, he might say, I must ask...
my wife.
Okay. Now, a woman whose husband has died is a...
widow.
Okay. And the man whose son you are is called your...
father.
Okay. And what was the term you used to address your father?
Dad.
Okay. And that man's wife is your...
mother.
Okay. And the two of them together are called your...
mother and father.
Or they might be called, the two of them together, your...
parents.
Okay. All right. Your father's father is your...
grandfather.
Okay, now what would you call him if you were talking to him?
Granddad.
Okay. And your father's mother is your...
grandmother.
And you called her...
grandmother.
Okay. I don't think we did this before.
I don't believe we did either.
Okay. Your sons and your daughters are called your...
brothers, sons and daughters,
uh-huh.
Children.
Okay. What might you call a child if you wanted to, you know, don't call them by name, just an affectionate term. Say, come here.
Sweetheart, honey, or something.
Okay, that's right. And what do you call what you put a baby in and he lies down and you...
crib.
Well, to take him for a ride.
Stroller.
Okay. And if he only lies down and he doesn't sit up, it might be called a...
Sleeping.
Okay. All right, and you put the baby in it and you take him for a...
walk.
Okay. All right, if you've got two or three boys, but one of them is